Have you ever had times of excessive nothingness? Now, to clarify, this would be those times as a child when you stayed indoors because the day was too dreary, or an injury kept you resting in bed when you could see others enjoying the little nooks and places you wished for all the world to be. A place where boredom is in full bloom. Well, if it hadn't been for a cold, dreary summer in 1816, the story we are about to share would not exist. You see, 18-year-old Mary Shelley was in Switzerland, hoping to enjoy a summer of exploration and education. She stayed with others inside, hoping for a nice day in what has been described as the year without a summer. The conversation among the group led to discussions of reanimating dead matter, using parts and pieces of former living beings. This led to campfire tales, which led to one member suggesting that each person within the group write their own supernatural story. This was the birthplace of the story Frankenstein, which coincidentally was the name of the scientist in the story, not the creature. You may also find it interesting to know that the birthplace of vampire stories also originated in the same location, the same year, from another writer simply wishing for sunshine to embrace the world once more. Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of 5-Minute Classics and Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. We venture back to the original story, when the monster had pale yellow skin, long black hair, and was found in the North Pole.
I never gave him a name after I completed my man. How could one so grotesque and violent be both endearing and utterly horrifying? So here I am chasing him in what may likely be the death of me. Yet he flees, relentlessly, continuously, quickly. Monster? Yes. Demon? Perhaps. Fiend? Creature? Wretch? Yes, they all apply. Could he have also been my friend? I may have once considered the notion. Now, following the deaths of those left in his wake, I know there is no real place for my creation on this earth or any others. I still recall the audacity of my mental agreement to create. If I could just amass the right amount of dead matter and infuse enough electrical energy, I could create life, and I did. But to what end? Am I God that I should create life without perfect knowledge? I only did what I did in order to learn more about my world. I fear I have learned too much. Is it possible? Does he live? He lives! Oh, dear me. What have I done? It must be destroyed. No one will accept such a hideous creation. It is gone. I firmly believe the monster is responsible for the death of my brother William. He learned to speak by paying attention to those he overheard. He became articulate and knowledgeable about a good many things. But control was not something that the monster could master.
Master, look, I can speak and I can read. I've been following the Delancey family. They're so kind, not like other people I have encountered. I thought perhaps if I introduced myself to them, they could grow to like me.
And did they accept you?
No.
Well, tell me what did happen.
I don't want to talk about it.
Did you kill them like you did my brother?
They didn't have to treat me so unkindly, Master. I was more than willing to be a friend. They chased me, but they can't hurt me now. They can't!
So you did kill them?
I don't know. I just burned their house in a rage.
See, you can't be trusted? I should have destroyed you when I had the chance.
Destroyed me? Master, you would do this? You are wrong. What I really need is a bride, someone like me. This would make things better. You will do this for me. I have a right to happiness, don't I? If you do this, I will take her and will vanish in South America. You owe me that much.
I made, then destroyed a companion for the fiend. I only saw the monster at the window afterward. It shouldn't have been a surprise that the fiend would take the life of my own bride in revenge. So I have followed him here. And it is in these harsh conditions that I will die. I cannot catch him. I cannot control him. And he will exist long after my body gives way to the cold. God, have mercy on my soul.
In the original story, the monster gains no satisfaction from the death of Dr. Frankenstein. He reverts back to a place of remorse. The monster then vows to end his own life for the benefit of mankind. He is not heard from again. It is believed that the modern image of the monster in Shelley's novel was due in large measure to the 1931 movie featuring Boris Karloff. That visual image has been perpetuated for more than 80 years. So, the next time you're bored and feel as if you have nothing to do, remember the true story of an 18-year-old girl who thought she had ventured to Switzerland to enjoy a summer of outdoor adventure, only to find her greatest adventure was living just inside her imagination. Let's commemorate those who have made this episode possible. Julian Bain as Monster, Glenn Haskell as Dr. Frankenstein. This story was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell, executive producer John Tadrzak, webmaster April Sadowski. Theme music provided by John Carl Toth. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Jim Patton. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. Characters remain in the public domain and were inspired by the original work of Mary Shelley. Yes.